All right, talking today with Oklahoma Secretary of Agriculture Blaine Arthur. And Blaine, the first thing I want to talk about today, obviously, session is starting to wrap up now. We're kind of coming to the end of that budget phase now. I know that this session has yielded quite a few things for the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture. I know we've talked about some different state vet lab bills and things like that. Kind of catch us up, give us a review of what we've seen, and then obviously the hemp bill, where we've made some movement on that, I understand.
You know, it certainly has been a very busy session for us at the Department of Agriculture and for all of our ag groups who spend time here at the Capitol. Lots of good things, we believe, have gone through the process, and very glad that Governor Stitt has signed a lot of those bills that are very important to us, both at the department and to the ag community here in Oklahoma. One that we still have in process is what we refer to as a trailer bill in regards to industrial hemp, and that's addressing some verbiage issues for the pilot program. And so earlier in the session, we had the language that was passed through both the Senate and the House and signed by the governor, which will help folks for next year's growing season in 2020. So that's addressing the 2018 Farm Bill. But the piece of legislation that we still have moving would be addressing our pilot program, which is the 2014 Farm Bill, and some concerns about the way that was worded originally with some concerns from USDA. So we got verbiage to address those concerns. That bill came out of conference committee yesterday here at the state capitol, hopefully looking to see that heard on the floor and continue to move through the process so that if our growers here in Oklahoma want to plant industrial hemp through the pilot program, that they'll be in good shape and we have addressed some of those concerns with FSA.
So essentially all we're waiting on is for this to get to the governor's desk. And as soon as he signs that with that emergency clause on there, this thing will be complete. It'll be on the books.
That is correct. So we're working collectively to kind of shepherd it through the process and hopefully get it to the governor's desk. And then it will go into effect and farmers can do the work that they need to do.
And this is going to be in time, hopefully, for farmers to get that crop in the ground. I know there were some concerns about that time frame there.
We certainly hope so. This is planting time. You know, that's a new thing that we're all learning about, is it's a crop that not a lot of us have grown here in Oklahoma. So we're certainly very familiar with other planting times for more familiar crops like cotton and wheat here in the state of Oklahoma. But this is about the time that folks are wanting to plant the industrial hemp. And we certainly all know we've gotten a lot more rain than we typically do, which I think more rain is better than no rain. But that has delayed some things. So we're hoping with getting through the process and still giving folks time to go ahead and hit this year's planting season for industrial hemp.
What would you say the level of interest has been in that crop with farmers around Oklahoma?
You know, I have been honestly amazed at the interest that we've seen in industrial hemp. You know, I'd worked at the department and then been gone for a few years, and industrial hemp wasn't anything that was on our radar previously as far as interest in folks growing it. And since I've had the chance to be back at the department since January of this year, I've maybe spent more time on industrial hemp than I have on a lot of other issues. And that's because we've got a lot of folks that see this as a way to either diversify their operations or bring in, you know, commodity prices are tough right now. There's no question about that. And so I think a lot of producers see this as a way to bring in some additional income, which is good. We want to be able to be a resource and help them on that process. So lots and lots of interest, and really statewide. We have had interest in, I think we probably are two staff members that are really focused on industrial hemp. I think their phones kind of ring nonstop, lots of emails, and we're trying to get to those as quickly as we can to answer questions. But I've been really, really surprised at all the interest here in Oklahoma in industrial hemp.
Do you have any expectations about what this crop might look like as we, you know, come back around this time next year? Obviously, I'm sure there will be a learning curve with this being a brand new crop for the state.
Certainly a learning curve, and I think that's where a lot of the questions come from, maybe even more an agronomy side of things, because we don't have years and years of growing it here in Oklahoma to defer to, and I think lots of folks are looking to extension for resources, or producers maybe in other states. who've been growing it for a while. And, you know, next year, I think with folks being able to be directly licensed with the Department of Ag and not having to go through the research university, I think we'll see even more interest. And we want to make sure and have research-based factual information for those individuals to access so that they can make good decisions. Certainly a lot of expense in the crop. You know, we have heard everywhere from $1 a seed up to several dollars a seed. That's a lot of money to put into a crop. And so we want to, the department wants to be a good resource, but make sure to have good research based information out to individuals because we want them to be successful if they decide to grow the crop.
Let's talk about some of the other things that ODAP has going on, post-session here. I know that you guys have selected your youth council. Haven't met yet, but it sounds like you've got some exciting things on tap for that coming up. And then several other things. You've got the agritourism businesses around the state kind of gearing up for the summer season, and then also the Ag in the Classroom. So you've got a full agenda this summer.
It certainly is a very busy time of year for us, which is exciting. Our folks are very proud of their programs and like the work that they do. Certainly very excited about our Ag Youth Council. I know initially we had talked about just taking 10 individuals for that, and our staff members that did those interviews came to me and said, we have a lot of really qualified kids. Can we take more than 10? And I said, well, let's figure out if we can take more than 10. So we've got 20 high school seniors that will be a part of that program. And for those that have the chance to stop by the Department of Ag, we have wheat actually growing out in front of the building right now. So it's kind of a demonstration opportunity for us, for folks that come in. But that Ag Youth Council will get to actually harvest that wheat as their kind of first adventure that they're going to have with us at the department. And then Mike Schulte has been very gracious at the Wheat Commission to collaborate with us on doing some projects with them as well. So we have a great agenda set up for the Ag Youth Council. They'll do 9 different visits to the department, and we'll have them out meeting with producers and having job exposure opportunities. So very excited about that. Agritourism venues are certainly ramping up. It's starting to get a little bit warmer. It feels a little getting closer to feeling like summertime here in the state of Oklahoma. Lots of our U-Pick locations have been exceptionally busy. I had the chance to go out to one of our operations just in Mustang here, not too far from the city, and I'd pick some strawberries early morning last Friday, and they're doing a great job. It's Growing Pains. It's one of our agritourism venues, but a great way for folks to get out and meet producers. It touches a lot of things. It's certainly income for producers, but also a chance for us to promote ag literacy. And, you know, have lots of our agritourism venues have classrooms come out to their places, and agritourism venues are very diverse in what they offer. So that's something we want to continue to support their efforts. And certainly very glad that Lieutenant Governor Pinnell has had lots of discussions with us about agritourism and how he can help us to collaborate through the tourism department on some of those things. So I think there's a lot of opportunity there. And then our Ag in the Classroom staff, we've got 3 wonderful coordinators who work in Ag in the Classroom, and they have their bus tour all lined up for this summer. And then they will also have several teachers that will come in for a day of kind of continuing education on Ag in the Classroom curriculum. And that's always a fun time to kind of see that enthusiasm from those teachers across the state that come in, and they're excited to have that curriculum and get those lessons and then take those back to the classroom in the fall. So certainly staff staying very, very busy, but lots of exciting things happening at the department.
Yeah. And just last question for you. Obviously, we're here today at Beef Day at the Capitol. So I'm sure you've been busy as well working with cattle producers here in the state.
You know, this is a fun day, certainly. Personally, my husband's in the cattle business, and so love all commodities, but Beef Day is an especially exciting one here at the state capitol. And I know Michael Kelsey has done a great job to put the event together. And I know Beef Council is here as well. Lots of different partners from Extension to, I know Noble is there, but lots of different partners just promoting the great work that our cattle producers do. We're very proud of beef production here in the state of Oklahoma. We're very, very good at raising cattle. And that's from the stocker side of things to the cow-calf side of things. And then ultimately what everybody's concerned about is that, you know, steak that or hamburger that makes it to your table. And so it's a great day for us to share with members of the legislature what our producers do on a daily basis, and then tie together that, you know, cattle producers are raising that product that makes it to your table. So great day to just create awareness and be proud of all of our cattle producers here in the state.